Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Vietnamese human rights lawyer and blogger Nguyen Van Dai was arrested on December 16th by Vietnamese authorities. The United States is deeply concerned by the arrest of Nguyen Van Dai for alleged propaganda against the state under national security-related Article 88 of Vietnam's Penal Code. It is the same charge on which he was sentenced to 4 years in prison in 2007. If convicted, he faces 3 to 20 years in prison. Mr. Dai writes occasional blog posts for Radio Free Asia, or RFA. In a recent interview with RFA, he described how authorities have been harassing him and the people working for Lon Tom, an independent web TV channel, since its launch last August. In addition, Mr. Dai reported, policemen in Nay An province assaulted him on December 6th after he organized a meeting related to human rights. The United States urges Vietnam to ensure its laws and actions are consistent with its international obligations and commitments. We call on the government to release unconditionally all prisoners of conscience, said State Department spokesperson John Kirby, and allow all individuals in Vietnam to express their political views without fear of retribution.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.